我们继续要来看以利沙的见证。
Let us continue to read the testimony of Elisha.
我们读列王记下四章
chapter four,
一到七节
one to seven.
我们一起来读
together. Now a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead."
有什么?
And she said, "Your maid servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go, borrow vessels at large for yourself from your neighbors, even empty vessels. Do not get a few." You shall go in and shut the door behind you and your sons, and pour it out into all these vessels, and you shall set aside what is food.So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They were bringing the vessels to her, and she poured. When the vessels were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not one vessel more." And the oil stopped. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons can live on the rest."
伊丽莎和伊利亚是旧约最伟大的先知。
Elisha and Elijah are two greatest prophets in the Old Testament.
旧约圣经里面三种重要的职分。
In the Old Testament, there are three important positions.
君王、先知、祭司。
Kings, prophet, and priest.
君王，大卫代表君王。
Now David is the representative of the king.
先知伊利亚代表先知。
Elijah is the representative of the prophets.
祭司摩西代表祭司。
And Moses is the representative of the priest.
所以伊利亚是非常重要的人。
So that's why Elijah is an important person.
到旧约末了的时候。
At the end of the Old Testament.
马拉基书最后的一章。
In the book of Malachi, the last chapter.
第四章到了最末了的时候。
At the last chapter, chapter 4, at the very end of that chapter.
结束整本旧约。
At the end of the Old Testament itself,
主就说，当我大而可畏的日子未到以前。
The Lord says that before the end days comes,
我要差遣先知伊利亚。
That I will send my prophet Elijah
到你们那里去。
To you,
叫父亲的心可以倾向儿女。
So that the heart of the father can come to the heart of the children.
儿女的心可以归向父亲。
So that the heart of the children can come to the heart of the father.
新约圣经。
Now coming the Old Testament.
我们看见第一个出来做见证的人。
We see that the first person to be a testimony.
施洗约翰。
John the Baptist.
而主特别指着他说。
And the Lord pointed to him and said.
施洗约翰的能力。
The power of John the Baptist
就是伊利亚的灵和能力
is from the spirit of Elijah and his strength.
他就是那要来的伊利亚
He is the coming Elijah.
因为伊利亚已经来了
Because Elijah has come.
并不是肉身的伊利亚再回来
But it's not the same Elijah in the flesh.
施洗约翰出来了
But it's John the Baptist.
他有伊利亚的灵和能力
But John the Baptist carries the spirit of Elijah.
为主做见证
To be a testimony
of Christ. 马太福音十七章
In the book of Matthew, chapter 17.
那是一章大章的圣经
A great chapter.
主耶稣登山
When Jesus went on to the high mountain.
变了形象
And he was formless.
且知道的荣耀的形象来。
We view his glorious form.
而主的荣耀充满了圣山。
And when his glory fills the mountain.
两个人出现在主的荣耀里。
Then two persons appear.
一个是伊利亚，一个是摩西。
One is Elijah, the other is Moses.
伊利亚代表先知。
Because Elijah represents the prophet.
摩西代表律法。
Moses represents the law.
这里说先知和律法一同为主做见证。
At that point, it is the prophets and the law come together as the testimony for Christ.
见证主得的荣耀。
To testify that Christ is the glory.
而伊利亚到了他的职事的末了。
So Elijah coming to the end days on earth,
所以有兴起伊丽莎来,
he rise up Elisha. Elisha is a student of Elijah. He followed Elijah. Now when Elijah was going to be ascended into heaven, Elisha has a really focused mind to follow Elijah. So even Elijah is telling Elisha to go home. He says, go. Stop following me. One thing we forgot to mention. The really important thing for Elijah is his mantle, his coat. In every miracle that Elijah performed, he uses his coat, his mantle. His coat represents the Holy Spirit. Elijah used his coat to hit onto the Jordan River. Now Jordan River is a huge river. If you use your coat and hit the water with it, what would it do? But Elijah's coat is different. When he used his coat and strike the water, this Jordan River stopped. The Jordan River represents the power of death. But his coat represents the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can stop death. So when Elijah was ascended, Elijah was still following. And Elijah kept telling him, go, go, go. But Elijah said that I'm still waiting for the resurrection of God. I will never depart from you. They went over to 10 different places. At the very last point, when Elijah is ascending, Elijah is ascending. And Elijah is still shouting.
He
said, my father, my father. Even the chariots of Israel. So then Elijah left for him his coat. So after Elijah is ascended, he left his coat. His coat represents the Holy Spirit. Even Christ is ascended. He sent forth his Holy Spirit. And now this Holy Spirit dwells in his church to fill every children of Christ. It's been 2,000 years and it's still his testimony that the church is now blessed double-fold by the Holy Spirit. So that's what Elisha is praying about. We ask that the spirit that touched Elijah touched me double. So that Elisha now has double the blessing. Then he used this coat to strike the water of Jordan River again. And Elisha says, wherever the God of Elijah is, now the God of Elijah goes with Elisha. However God used Elijah before, now he can use Elisha the same. Because Elisha at that time tore up his clothes, his old clothes, and put on this coat of Elijah. Now I tell you again, this coat is special. Because the fur of this coat is on the outside. So whoever saw Elijah from afar would recognize the coat first. They can see that Elijah is coming. So Elisha torn off his old clothes and put on Elijah's coat. Meaning that Elisha now reveals the spirit of Elijah. Now, however Elijah lived his life, Elisha lives the same. Now, he was Elisha.
真像伊利亚。
But now he looks like Elijah.
因为他披上伊利亚的外衣。
Because now he puts on the coat of Elijah.
我们教会也是一样。
Meaning the same for our church today.
耶稣基督复活了。
But now Christ is ascended.
怎么知道耶稣基督复活了？
How do we know he is ascended?
基督耶稣活在教会的里面。
How do we know he is resurrected? Because he lives in his church.
活在所有神儿女的里面。
He lives through us.
是教会最大一件事。
So that's why the most important thing of a church is that you reveal Christ in the church.
基督升天的时候，
when Christ is ascended,
120位基督徒，
120 Christians,
一位基督的120身上活出来，
through, now Christ is relived through these 120 students.
这是头一代教会。
That's the first church.
这也把圣经那个教会的原则。
And that's the principle of our church today.
教会彰显基督。
Is that the church is to reveal Christ.
活出基督一切能力。
To live out all the power of Christ.
活出基督的生命。
To live out the life of Christ.
活出基督的一切丰富。
To live out the abundance of Christ.
基督升天了。
Because Christ is ever
present. 哪里去找主呢？
Where do we find Christ again?
只有在教会里面来找。
Through the church.
只有在神的儿女身上找主。
Through the children of God.
我们最大的也是。
The most important
thing for us. 要活出主来。
Is to live out Christ.
这是我们的见证。
Because that's your testimony.
这是两千年教会的见证。
It's been 2,000 years. That's the testimony of the church.
也是今天教会的见证。
And the same should be the testimony of our church today.
也是我们每一个神儿女的见证。
It should be the testimony for you.
我们活在地上的意义。
The meaning of living our life
把主活出来
is to reveal Christ.
把主活在我们的生活里
is to manifest Christ in our daily life.
把主活在我们的家庭里
to manifest Christ in our family.
把主活在我们的工作里
to manifest Christ at work.
这是教会的真正意义
and that's the meaning of our church.
伊丽莎活出伊利亚来
Elisha lives out Elijah.
伊丽莎这个名字有两个意义
Now Elisha has the name of itself has two meanings.
第一个意义是救主。
First meaning is the Savior.
第二个意义是救恩。
And the second meaning is salvation.
这个名字太宝贵了。
How great is his name?
所以伊利亚的一生啊。
So Elisha, his whole life.
就是代表救主。
Is to represent the Savior.
代表救恩。
To represent salvation.
他活出救主。
Because he lives out this Savior.
也活出浩大救恩。
He also manifests salvation.
我们这一串信息的名题目。
So that's why our whole message
是复活的基督
is the resurrected Christ
和浩大救恩
and the great salvation.
这不是我们随便取的题目。
It's not just a random theme.
这个题目就是伊丽莎名字的意义。
But this theme is the meaning of the name Elisha.
伊丽莎就是救主和救恩。
Elisha is the combination of Savior and salvation.
就每一次都要讲伊丽莎这个见证。
So every time we have to talk about this testimony of Elisha.
伊丽莎见证就里面最宝贵的一部分
because his testimony is one of the greatest parts in the Old Testament.
叫我们看见救主活在他身上
so that we can see how our Christ is revealed through him.
也从伊丽莎的事里面
also through the things that Elisha has done,
看见主浩大救恩
we can see the great salvation of our God.
给我们第二十讲伊丽莎
so today is our second message of Elisha.
一瓶永远用不尽的油
Oil that never ceases.
什么东西用不尽的呢?
Is there anything in the world that is unlimited?
每样东西都要用尽的。
Everything has an end.
我们这个人的身体要用尽的。
Your body will go away one day.
每一种的人末了都要用尽了。
Everything has an end.
那我们神的儿女的事也不同。
But as children of God, we are different.
我们用尽了。
Even we are at our end.
我们要进到永远里面去了。
But we'll go into eternity.
我们要进入永远生命了。
We will go into this eternal life.
我们就穿上荣耀身体了。
Because we get to put on this glorious body.
那世人用尽了吗？这是用尽了。
At the worldly people, at their end, they're at their end.
到了最后。
At the very end.
伊丽莎也用尽他的年日了。
Even Elisha used up all his days.
他进到荣耀去见主了。
But now he is in glory.
他的一生的事里面。
And it's his whole life.
每件事都是说说浩大救恩。
Everything describes the great salvation.
永远用不尽的油。
a jar of oil that never ceases.
连个地球要用尽的,
I tell you, even the earth itself will have an end.
无论什么东西都要用尽的,
everything has a limit.
伊丽莎他这个题目说用不尽的油,
yet our topic is the unending oil of Elisha.
那么只有这个油是用不尽的,
I tell you that only this jar of oil is without limit.
伊丽莎那天去看一个先知门徒,
so that one day, Elisha went to visit one of the prophets.
伊丽莎的见证里面的,
now, this is part of his testimony.
请先知门徒的不是个太甜美的名字,
now, he talked about some prophets, but it's not a great name.
他们都是伊利亚的学生,
now, I tell you that all these prophets are students of Elijah.
是在头脑里学,
but a lot of them, they only learn the knowledge, but not in the spirit.
他们是在外面学,
so they only learn this external knowledge, but they never exercise it.
伊利亚,
but yet Elisha followed Elijah.
先知门徒站在哪里?
Where are the rest of the prophets?
他们有最准确的知识,
yes, the other prophets, they have the knowledge.
他们也都知道现在伊利亚在哪里了,
they may know where Elijah was, but yet they never follow him.
他们从来不动的,
they never exercise.
每次告诉伊利亚,
so every time when they tell Elisha,
今天主要见你的师父，要见你的师父，圣经你知道吗?
Yeah, they ask him, do you know where they're taking Elijah?
伊利莎说我知道,
Elisha says, yes, I know.
你们不要做声,
then don't make any noise.
每一再做这样的先知门徒,
that's when he's talking to the other prophet.
我们千万不要做那些先知门徒,
so do not be like those other students.
是头脑里去知识从来不走路的,
the one that who have all the knowledge, but you never exercise.
是在头脑里没有经历的,
the knowledge stays in your brain, but you never experience.
不真的跟随主的,
the one that know God, but never follow.
伊丽莎不同,
but Elisha is different.
一路跟随伊利亚,
Elisha follow Elijah.
是我们2000年的学生徒,
in these 2,000 years, all the things,
跟随主有最好的榜样,
they follow Christ and be an example of Christ.
连伊利亚一直劝他回去,
even though Elijah keep asking Elisha to go back home, but then Elisha said, I'm waiting for the revelation of God, and I will never depart from you. That should be our prayer, that we will never depart from God, that we will follow him no matter what, until our day ends.
跨过我们的肉身要去见主了,
when we step out of this flesh and follow Christ.
伊丽莎第二个见证就看见先知门徒,
so now Elisha, when he saw this prophet,
这个先知门徒死了,
this particular prophet has died,
留下的妻子和寡妇,
and he left behind a widow.
这个寡妇是要最可怜的人,
and this widow was in poor shape.
她不仅是个寡妇,
not only she was now a widow,
她是个欠债的寡妇,
but she was also a widow in debt.
不是欠一点债,
not a small debt,
欠了许多债,
but she had a big debt to pay.
债是最可怕的事,
now creditors is their
experience.
You should know what of this one.
欠债还钱嘛,
if you have a debt, you have to pay it back.
所以世界上的人都很可怕,
so creditors should not be dear. And in fact, I think a creditor is always the scariest.
债主来了就要讨钱,
because when he comes, he's asking for something.
现在还钱,
if you have a debt, you have to pay it back.
不还钱,
if you don't pay it back,
有法律,
then the law will come after you.
他们有先有规定给, 他给自己的,
They will come punish you.
关键的儿子抓走,
they will take your two sons,
叫他们两个就奴仆,
and make them slaves.
这是可怕吧?
Isn't that scary?
所以这个门徒的寡妇, 欠了一大堆的债,
so this widow who is deep in debt,
根本没有力量还的,
and she has no power to pay it back,
更加是还不清的,
she cannot pay this debt back.
这样的人很痛苦啊,
now how poor is she?
很可怜的,
how pitiful they
are. 伊丽莎来找他了,
so now Elisha came to her.
伊丽莎代表救主,
now Elisha represents our Savior.
要自行救恩啊,
and he comes to bring salvation.
我们的主比伊丽莎不要好太多了,
now our Lord is so much better than Elisha.
伊丽莎主动来找寡妇的,
but yet Elisha came to this widow.
不是寡妇找伊丽莎的,
now remember, the widow did not come find Elisha.
伊丽莎先说话的, 不是寡妇说话的,
you can see from the passage, Elisha Elijah came to this widow and spoke.
每次读六王纪下伊丽莎的故事,
every time when we come to 2 Kings and read of the testimony of Elijah,
伊丽莎的故事, 伊丽莎真像主啊,
now I tell you that Elijah is truly a representation of Christ. He brings with him salvation. Because Elijah came to this widow and said to her, what shall I do for you? This is only Elijah can say this. Have you said this to anyone else? I don't think you're there.
我能为你说什么?
What shall I do for you?
你要问我,
if someone dares to come ask me that, I will tell you a lot of things that you can do.
要求是你做不了的了,
all the things I cannot do, maybe you can help me out.
我有很熟的眼睛弟兄们,
there is a time when there's a younger brother, someone who serves the Lord.
他英文不好,
he can't speak much English.
祷告嘛,他就讲英文,
but when he prayed, he tried to pray
in
English, but he can only say one thing. The only one thing he can say is, what shall I do for you? That's the only thing he needs to say. But that's the only thing he would say. So I said to this younger brother and said, what can you do for the Lord? Let me ask you, brother, do me a favor. Don't say that again.
What can I do for you?
Don't pray to God that what shall I do for you? Just manifest God in your life. Because in fact we can do nothing. In this world, through your own strength, you cannot do. This world has many needs. Because Elijah represents Christ. Elijah said to her, what shall I do for you? And then she said, tell me, what do you have in your house? And then even before the widow said anything, Elijah already knew. This widow had nothing.
什么都没有啊,
nothing left.
你家里还有什么?
What else is in your house?
你的夫人说, 你家里只有一瓶油,
and she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil.
一瓶油值什么钱呢?
What is the worth of a jar of oil?
一瓶油管什么用呢?
What can a jar of oil do?
怎么能够应付那个寡妇的生活呢?
How can anyone? And I tell you that this jar of oil is a lot. It is this jar of oil that will create. And Elisha said to her, go with your two sons and go borrow all the vessels you can find. All the empty vessels. Bring everything, not just a few. So the two sons went out. They went out to all the neighbors and find all the vessels. Any vessel that can carry anything, they brought it in. So now this widow in her living room is filled with this vessel. And then Elijah said, close the door. Close the door with you and your two sons in it. And start pouring oil into these vessels.
一直倒,
continue pouring.
这一瓶油用不完的油啊,
this jar of oil never ends.
所有空气瓶都装满了,
all these empty vessels are filled.
你夫人说,
and then the woman said, bring more vessels.
这个儿子说,
and then the son said, there's not one more.
七瓶没有油才停了,
it is when all the vessels ran out, then the oil stopped. How great is this jar of oil? This woman had nothing but this jar of oil. But this jar of oil. This jar of oil. It's the symbol of the Holy Spirit. Who is this Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit is the Lord. The Lord is the resurrected Christ. When Christ is resurrected, he now breaks apart any problem. Now his limitations is all broken. When Christ was trapped in flesh, his power was limitless. Now that it's broken, he can reveal his power. Reveal his glory. But yet at that time he was trapped in one body. It cannot touch the other disciples. The disciples can see how powerful Christ was. They can see how wise Christ was.
看见主的荣耀，他们没有。
They could see Christ's glory, but he had nothing. Nothing to do with them. That's why Christ had to die.
主是神的儿子。
Die as the Son of God.
他的生命，这死亡永远不能吞灭的生命。
Now we know that his life cannot be swallowed by death.
主死主复活的，当然的是。
So when Christ died, of course he would resurrect.
主复活了。
After his resurrection.
复活升天的，当然的是。
And then he should surely ascend.
他原来从天的最高的天上来的。
Because he was from heaven. Of course he goes back to heaven. Now he's back in heaven.
升天和来就是不同了。
But I tell you now, when he's ascending, it's different.
现在道成了肉身。
Because his work became flesh.
也神为他创造一个最美的魂。
And now God has created for him the most beautiful soul.
主复活了。
After Christ is resurrected.
带着人的肉身复活了。
He brought back the flesh as well.
带着最美丽的魂复活了。
He also bring with him the most beautiful soul.
整个主的人复活了。
And now his whole being is resurrected.
升天了。
When he is ascended.
这个人的肉身升天了。
He brings with him the flesh.
这个人的魂升天了。
He brings with him his soul.
跨过大的无限的宇宙天。
Now he can go over all the universes.
登上高天。
In high heaven.
进入荣耀。
Into glory.
登上宝座
onto the throne.
一个人上宝座了。
Now a man is on the throne.
最美丽的魂坐在宝座上。
The most beautiful soul is now on the throne.
最美丽的魂。
The most beautiful.
和人的魂不一样。
But his soul is different from ours.
彼得说，我们只能爱所见过的人。
Peter said that we can only love the ones that we have seen.
在今天教会。
But today in our church,
2000年我们说爱都是我们没有见过的。
In 2000 years, we are loving someone we have never seen.
因为我们不是爱一个平凡的人啊。
Because we're not loving any ordinary man.
我们爱神的儿子耶稣基督啊。
We love the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的伟大生命。
His great life.
过了2000年。
Through these 2000 years,
啊，一直是活得那么新鲜的。
Is a refreshing life.
主复活了。
Because he is resurrected.
主一直活到今天。
And he lives till today.
向无数的人显现。
Still showing himself to countless men.
也向我们显现。
Just like how he revealed himself to you.
我们所有信主的人都见过耶稣。
And I think all believe in him has seen him.
我们肉身没有眼，肉身的眼睛没有见过。
Even though maybe not by our eyes.
就看着我们里面的眼睛了。
But our internal sight.
所以我们信主的人。
So all the ones that believe in God.
都是里面见过耶稣的人。
We have seen Christ.
见过耶稣。
We have seen Christ.
我的心都被主夺走了。
That's why our heart is now touched.
所以2000年教会都爱耶稣。
So that's why 2000 years the church loved Christ.
到今天。
To today.
主耶稣在有数不过来的人里面。
In countless men,
这是伊丽莎的故事。
The story of Elijah.
主耶稣升天了。
He's representing.
降下圣灵。
That after Christ is ascended, he sent his Holy Spirit.
复活基督。
The Holy Spirit is the resurrection.
圣灵打破一切肉身限制了。
This Holy Spirit now break apart all the limitations of a flesh, bring forth this Christ.
到全世界显现。
Bring to the whole world.
向所有的人去显现。
Reveal to all men.
这伊丽莎的美丽故事。
That's the story of Elisha.
这一天有。
This jar of oil
永远用不尽。
We will never have a limit.
我们神的儿女都有圣灵住在我们里面。
Just like us, children of God, we have the Holy Spirit.
但是我们神的儿女很可怜的。
But as children of God are pitiful, we are.
这件事情一样的。
Because a lot of us, we act like we don't know.
我们外面都在求人。
We still ask people for help.
英国有一个弟兄啊。
There's a brother in England.
讲个故事。
Told a story.
他们有一年的一个王子。
He said that one year there's this prince.
天天在王宫里享受那个最奢华的生活。
He lives in the palace and he lived a great life.
有一天他迷失了自己了。
One day he lost himself. He lost his mind.
他不知道自己是王子了。
He forgot that he was a prince.
那饿了要吃啊。
He was really hungry.
他正到街上去要饭了。
So he started going out onto the streets to
找饭吃，是个最可怜的人了。
Back for food.
有一天他醒悟过来了。
But one day.His mind came back to him.
我是王子啊。
And he remembered that he was a prince.
我居住在王宫里啊。
I live in a palace.
我怎么在外面讨饭呢？
Why am I begging on the street?
他讨饭的人也不一样。
Now, then he became a different man.
他捧着王宫里的金饭碗去讨饭了。
And then one funny thing was when he was going on back, he had a gold.
我是拿着金饭碗讨饭呢。
A golden bowl to beg for food. Why would I do that?He woke up.
我是王子。
He remembered that he was a prince.
回到王宫里。
He went back to the palace.
金饭碗吃饭，不是去讨饭。
He have food. He should not back
food. 你就享受最好的生活.
He should have the best life.
你听过弟兄的故事啊?
That's
that
story represents us.
我们已失了我们的本身份了.
We have lost who we are.
我们神的儿女啊.
We are the children of God.
我们的天上的神是我的父亲啊.
The heavenly God is my father.
创造宇宙万有.
This God who created everything.
无所不能的神.
This God who can do everything. He's my father. He's my dad.
我为什么活得这么可怜?
Why am I living such a pitiful life? Why am I begging men to help? So I have believed in the Lord for 72 years. I never asked for another man's help. Not that I never had any need. And I tell you that I've had tough times. Even some really powerful people wanted to help me. But I only remember one thing. I am a child of God. I am a son of God. I refuse any help from man. All my difficulties.
It's
an opportunity for me to experience Christ. My God can do everything. Relied on God to go through this difficulty. Not ask men for help. As children of God, we have this jar of oil. This Holy Spirit. Christ and His resurrected. That even though I had nothing left,
有也没有,
or actually whatever you have left is useless anyway. Whatever you thought you had nothing to do with your difficulties, you would realize that. You realize that you
truly,
when you have nothing, you still have this jar of oil. Christ's life is always with you. His Holy Spirit is always with you. Through His indwelling, then His power is without limit. Power is in the Holy Spirit. And this Holy Spirit is in you. So recognize it.
And
realize that you have the indwelling Holy Spirit. Don't ask for help from man. Bring this empty vessel. The Holy Spirit will fill it all. In your daily living. The Holy Spirit wants to make you a testimony. There's not one need that God cannot fulfill. The Lord can fulfill all your needs. When all the vessels ran out, then the oil stopped. If there was more vessels, oil would still pour. Because the oil would not end. The last command from Elijah said, sell your oil to pay your debts.
还了债,还有余多的,
and whatever's left,
多下来的,
whatever that is left,
为你生活用,
for you and your sons can live on
it.
The jar of oil never ceases. This is the teaching of Elijah. So even when you had nothing,
还有主啊,
you still have the Lord.
还有圣灵啊,
you still have the Holy Spirit.
主永远不会走的,
the Lord will never leave you.
圣灵永远在我们里面的,
the Holy Spirit is in you.
记你家里还有一瓶油,
there is still a jar of oil in the
够了,
house. That's all you need.
一封一切去用,
it's enough.
我们还有圣灵,
because we have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就在我们里面,
the Holy Spirit is in you.
今天我们彼此缺面,
so today, encourage each other.
回到家里, 回到主面前,
when you go back to the home, when you go back to the
home,
find this oil of yours.
圣灵就在你里面,
the Holy Spirit is in you.
在生活中顺服圣灵,
in the whole daily spirit, obey your spirit, then you get more oil. This never-ending oil. To pay all your debts.
有多了,
and there is still left.
为了我们生活用,
you can live on it.
天天见证圣灵的无穷大能和生命,
Let every day be your testimony for this jar of oil. So let's be precious of
Elijah.
Let us sing the song again. Bring your vessels, not a field.